Hello, welcome to Football 301. I am your host, Nate Tice. This is a late night trade reaction Friday DJ hours type of episode here. Max Crosby is now a Baltimore Raven for two first round picks, a 2026 first rounder, which is pick 14, and a 2027 first rounder. We are going to break it all down by we. I mean, just me. Just a little solo hour here. Not an hour. Hopefully not an hour. I just heard Stone, producer, cringe. I'm just sending this over to him. But let's talk about this trade. Ravens getting Crosby. This definitely makes sense. This is a team that is pushing it all into the middle of the table. And actually, the Ravens defense really did improve last year when they kind of played around with their DBs, moving Hamilton around to trade for Elohi Gilman, kind of figuring out, but the pass rush kind of stunk, especially with Matt Piqué being injured. Matt Piqué is also working out again, which is exciting, along with Crosby. But the league average pressure rate for pass rushers with 200 or more pass rush snaps last year, there was a good amount of those players, was 10% on the dot. And that's pretty sticky year after year. It's around 10% every single year. So kind of main primary pass rushers, secondary pass rushers, 200's a good amount, but not like crazy, crazy amount. The Ravens last year had six defenders that had 200 or more pass rushes. I'm going to give everybody 1 second to guess how many had over 10%, which is league average again, 10%. 3, 2, 1. One, that was Draymond Jones. Nice little signing for the Ravens last year, I will admit, but he is a free agent. He had 11.4% pressure rate. After that, it's not pretty. Kyle Van Noy, 7.8%. Mike Green, 7.92%. Mike Green has some talent as a pass rusher, but he kind of just seemed overwhelmed at times last year. Tavius Robinson, I like him, 6.9%, but that's not his forte. Travis Jones, of course, is an interior guy, 6.5%. John Jenkins at 2%. Overall, 7% for those guys, well below league average for pressure rate. That's why you bring in Max Crosby, who racks up pressures and also plays the run with, I mean, every single play is like the Super Bowl to him. We've told countless stories about his effort at the Pro Bowl, how he wants to play, his practice effort. It's kind of his thing. It's infectious. And now he goes to a team that has won a lot of games. Now with the new regime with Jesse Minter, I think this fits perfectly. I mean, Max Crosby fits in any type of defense, and Jesse Minter is, although he plays a very structured defense, well-coached defense, he kind of knows how to get the best out of guys. He'll move guys around. And I think Crosby just, I mean, you guys throw this in. So, of course, it's going to help out against the run, which was a huge issue early in the year for the Ravens, but it got better because of just effort, and he can knife inside, create big plays for the defense. But, oh, man, it's just the pressure he's going to create with that defensive backfield could be so good. It could generate even more big plays for this defense. For, again, it's a wide open AFC, so I totally get this. Just push it. I will say the buyer beware of this is Crosby has played 6,112 defensive snaps in his career since he got drafted in 2019. Only one defender in the NFL since that time period, over that time period, has played more defensive snaps than Crosby. That's Byron Murphy of the Vikings with 6,172. The next highest defensive lineman or edge defender is Brian Burns with 5,294. I'll do that quick. That's 10th place. I'll do some quick math for you. That's 878 snaps fewer than Crosby. No other edge defender or defensive lineman. Shout out Brian Burns, by the way. Good player. But no other edge or defensive lineman is above 5,000 snaps. It's a lot of wear and tear. And he plays a very hard-fought style. I mean, he's every play, he's so competitive. He chases guys down. He practices that way. You don't want to turn make him stop doing that because that's what makes him great. But, you know, humans are humans. And he is approaching 30. So it's a push for these next couple of years. I mean, this is what it is. This is what this team is. I'm very excited to see what Jesse Minter does with him. And I think that defense is going to be quite good next year. I think the Ravens are going to be quite good next year. I'm very excited to see how they fill out the rest of their preseason or rest of their offseason. But man, big move for them. It's a tad rich. I get it. It's a tad rich. But They no one was getting home. They traded away Owe, and he got immediately better with the Chargers. Ironically enough, with Minter. But you know, this is just what they needed to do something like this. This is what's going to put them over top. We've talked about it so many times. It's called a closer. And that's what Crosby is. And he can be a closer. He hasn't had to play in a lot of big games in his career, but he's going to play in a lot of them with the Ravens and the AFC North and the AFC that's going to be wide open again. And I mean, the Ravens, even before this, I was feeling pretty good about where they're pointed in this year and beyond. Offensively, I think they're going to do some cool stuff with Doyle and the offensive line coach. I think there's some cool stuff there. I just think Minter was just a really good coach overall, and I'm excited to see what he does this year. But yeah, Crosby's going to be cool. So on the Raiders side, pick 14. All right, this draft class, I mean, we've seen enough. Everyone's kind of catching up to it. We're going to be talking a lot about the draft next couple of weeks after free agency, kind of dive in next week. Pick board's coming out Monday, by the way. A lot of good but not great talent in this draft, but that doesn't mean nothing. There's nothing. And I think the Raiders are kind of in a prime position to kind of start a run or maybe take advantage of some reaches that might happen. This draft has no consensus. It's going to be a very wonky draft. It's going to be fun. But I think there are still plenty of good players, especially at offensive line, which is definitely what the Raiders need. We're going to see what they do in free agency. They got money. But they, that defense, they can get some interesting names. They go defense there. There's some interesting names, I should say. But if they had O-line, that pick at 14 or 36, one of those two, but they could go Dobbs in free agency. I've talked about that with Matt and kind of work, has some good synergy with Bowers and Trey Tucker and even Bach and what we think that offense could be. If they go O-line in free agency, Linderbaum or McGovern, and then draft a guy like Lomu, Freeling, Finneau, Hennisher, Miller. I mean, there's plenty of guys there that might be a little rich for Miller. But man, those other guys, that's right in range for them. And I think there's a lot of linemen going to go in the first round. I think 8, maybe 9. But eight, I'm pretty, feel pretty safe about saying 8 offensive linemen are going to go in the first round. You see why the Rams got out of it at the end there. But yeah, I like this for both teams, even if it was a tad rich. I get that. I do think Parsons is younger and better, but that's why there's a player thrown in. Even when we say one about Kenny Clark, there was an additional asset thrown in. I know Crosby is entering close to 30. He's got a lot of wear and tear. Doesn't miss a ton of time. I mean, of course, last year with the whole shutdown thing, yada yada, that was, I mean, now we don't have to worry about it anymore. Now he's a Raven. I like this for both teams. I get it. Sometimes you just get it. This is where the Raiders are at, and this is where the Ravens are at. And again, the AFC is so wide open, and the Raiders are drafting a quarterback at 1-1, most likely. And that kind of just shows that's their path. I don't think anyone has expectations they're going to win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years. I think that's very reasonable, but maybe in, you know, 20, when there's kind of we're at a crossroads right now in the NFL. So next couple of years. So fun trade. Thanks for doing a little solo 10 minutes with me, guys. It was fun. Actually, I just put down my son and was just texted Stone, the producer. It's like, would I ruin your night if I just did an audio only pod? And he's just like, no, just send it over. Another trade happened. Oh, Garrett Bradbury traded from the Patriots to the Vikings, or Vikings. He was with the Vikings, traded to the Bears. Makes sense. Drew Dalman retired. They lost out on the Tyler Biotis sweepstakes, the unexpected Tyler Biotis sweepstakes, who had got a nice contract for the Chargers. Love that. Also, it's kind of nice, but smart signing for the Chargers. Like, okay, we don't blow the bank on the center, and we have so much money we can use it elsewhere and kind of shore up this roster, which, yeah, I like that. But Biotis visited Chicago, but Chicago had interest in Biotis. But now they pivoted and went with Bradbury. Average at best. That's what Bradbury is, probably below average. He kind of is disappointing, like in sustaining. Always has been his kind of anchor and stuff. He's a good athlete. Also, just protection wise, he's kind of like fine. I'll say fine. Well, you know, Dalman's fine too, but like not overwhelming. Like Rose, I think him and the offensive line and the protection scheme kind of got overwhelmed in the playoffs, especially against the Seahawks. So he's fine. But I think what one positive, if you want to argue for this, is that now you got Tooney and Jackson on either side, kind of insulate him a little bit. Now you only have to address, it kind of keeps their paths open this offseason. Now it's like, oh my God, now we have to address this and spend assets here, resources here, and also have left tackle to worry about, defensive tackle and other defensive places. And we're trading away DJ Moore, like that trade, by the way. But yeah, I get it. Like, I get why the Bears did this. I think it was a fair price. the fifth. And I like for their team, they need it. They still might address offensive line. I think if they got a guy that has interior versatility, would be ideal for now. But I don't know if he'll be there in the 20s. That could play guard or center. He'd be a good zone fit, I think, on the inside as well. Trying to think of anyone else in this draft class. More late day two guys, Lou, Slaughter. Those kind of guys, maybe they want to address on day two. I'm going to look at where the Bears are picking again. So sorry, I don't know everybody's picks off the top of my head. They got 25, 57, 60 because of DJ Moore trade. Yeah, they're in prime position to take guy there. There's a couple offensive linemen there they could easily go with. And they have some center. You don't really want a center-only guy because kind of Bradbury's like a center-only guy, and you don't want injuries, and you want to kind of shore up the guard spots. But, yeah, I think that's where you dress on day two. And now you keep your paths wide open on day one, draft someone on the interior defensive line, help out against the run, et cetera, et cetera. Patriots side, get it. He was okay. I thought he was kind of below average last year for you anyway, so I'm kind of glad they didn't just go, no, he's our guy. I was getting a little worried about that, not going to lie. Jared Wilson, who was a center at Georgia, kind of like a, I wouldn't say a project center, but like a late blooming center, I guess, late to center at Georgia. I liked him. I thought he went drafted exactly where I thought he should have gone. He made my top 75 last year. And he ends up playing left guard up and down the year. You can tell sometimes, twists and games will get him, but there's talent there. Like, I think he's a good player, especially in the run game. Him and Campbell had some good stuff, but now goes back to center. And I always like that. You guys hear me talk about it a lot. I always prefer maybe the vet center that you can sign, like what you hope, like what McGovern will be for somebody, or Linderbaum will be for somebody. But I still love the young battery mates, of Wilson and May, the center and the quarterback. Now they can work through stuff, work on communication, and just start here. Hopefully they just have a long time doing it together, because I always love those pairings. I think that's where you could get those next step offensive moments when the center and the quarterback are discussing so much. And that's what this offense, for better or for worse, relies on these guys to do. So I under McDaniel, so I'm actually kind of interested in seeing that. I like Wilson a lot. I think center is going to be his best spot. I think that where he could be a true almost weapon there. Just him and me start working on some chemistry there. So get this trade as well. Just kind of one of those Bradbury, if you understand what Bradbury is, you kind of just get the price and kind of get why this happened as well for the Bears. But again, thanks guys for hanging out with me solo. Hopefully before I log off this time, was anything else happen? Let me see. Joe Mixon released. Yeah, kind of figure that. What else we got? This is just good stuff. And then, Bills re-sold a whole bunch of people. Teron Johnson, that's right. That made sense. Oh, Taylor Decker, gone from the Lions. He requested his release after his 10 seasons. Been banged up. They had, they have an interesting project tackle, the Lions do. Gio Manu, and I watched him last year. He had some interesting preseason snaps, and then the regular season, some stuff, I would say good, but some flashes. Interesting project. They took him from Canada, I believe. That is a project, though. And if you want to go, if they really, really trust them going into it, that would be interesting. I'd be like really pointing to a sign of optimism, but I think they go left tackle in the first round. And again, just like I was talking about the Raiders, kind of lines up okay for them to take a guy there. I had Lomu, Keo Lomu, coming there from Utah. I think it would be a great fit. That was on our last mock draft, I should say, with Charles. They traded for Juice Scruggs, excuse me. And that was, I feel like that's just like a body. Like, that's just depth. That's actually the kind of guy that, no, not really the kind of guy that he's not that good enough to play a card, but it could be an interesting center. I mean, I actually like that kind of throwing in that trade. But man, that was kind of the other news. That's big. I mean, maybe he goes to Chicago and Chicago just adds another vet at left tackle. And again, with the Ben Johnson familiarity, I don't know, that would make sense. What else we got? It's late, guys. I know Stone's going to kill me, but I'm actually having fun doing this. All right, Raiders. Oh, released Geno Smith. Yeah, kind of long time coming. I kind of crazy, because they said they're immediately like, oh, we're going to sign a vet too. It's like, oh, well, you had a guy. So I get it. Sometimes personality stuff, just whatever, get me out of this building. Just another fresh start for Geno. think the Vikings would be interesting. Kyle or Geno with the Vikings. I don't know, man. I'm kind of interested in that, even though the Vikings are like, you know, Ryan Kelly retires, which I totally get. Hopefully he has his health. But I mean, the Vikings are a weird team right now, but I kind of want to see the Kyler experiment happen. Rams re-signed Cam Curl. Totally get it. Rams, cool team, getting built over there. But I think I'll round it up. This is nice, tidy, about 15 minutes or so. Thank you. I keep giving like a false end here, but thank you guys for joining me on this little solo trade recap pod. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back next week on Football 301. Recapping free agency. It's fun. We already got some stuff leaking right now. We got trades happening. It's fun in the NFL. Always year-long league. We all know that. But I'm Nate Tice. You can find me at Nate_Tice. Yada, yada, yada. You get Yahoo Sports. Like, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts, all that good stuff. Thanks to Stone for helping me out here. And see you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Max Crosby, Raven, fun. First rounders. Bye-bye.